Khalil Whitaker is 21 years old. He runs his own business with a friend. It started in East Oakland.
Oak Boys is kind of like our nickname, if you will.
The business started out of his car.
Just doing it out the trunk on Instagram and just popping up places and just getting it off.
Today, Oak Boys has a kiosk inside Bayfair Mall in San Leandro. In the early days, they barely had enough money to buy supplies. Now, their graphic tees, sweats, and shorts with funny logos have blown up. Miley Cyrus even posted a picture of Oak Boys clothes on Instagram. Whitaker and his partner aren't techies, but they want those dollars, so they make their shirts appeal to hipsters.
You want to keep up with like all their Nautica, Polo, Burberry, and you know, and it's just a graphic tee, so you'll want it to feel like not like the other like typical, you know, graphic tees that's like $10 and stuff like that.
While Oak Boys are building their business around tech newcomers, Monifa Okosua and Rashawn Moore are starting a nonprofit called A Brighter Health. They see themselves as building something completely outside of tech.
I feel like we're different because we're part of the community we serve. So us being a part of the community, it makes our students relate more to us.
We are youth. We're very young. We're African American. Also connecting with one-on-one with youth and really finding different ways to enhance their knowledge about health is really important. And I think that's what really differs us from the tech companies.
Okosua and Moore are 24 and 21 years old. They started their business with just a $500 grant. They provide low-income youth with nutritional education. So many afternoons, you find them teaching teenagers.
And since today's workshop is on reading labels, pass this around or a couple of these things around on the bag of chips.
They pass out empty chip bags and candy boxes and break down the labels.
Does everybody see where serving sizes? It's also on your paper too.
Okosua and Moore do workshops like this at nonprofits and schools. They teach kids not only how to read food labels, but also how to harvest their own food in a community garden. Matt Warner's business is also focused on community, but a music community.
We're really about providing a place for the content that's coming out of the Bay Area and coming out of the local scene. Put my whole city on.
Now I got the whole West. Warner's blog, Thizzler on the Roof, highlights artists like I Am Sue. His content gets more than 10 million views a month. Warner makes a living from his business, but it took years living at home and struggling to pay for gas before it paid off. He says he's all about the material, not the technology.
It could be the ugliest site ever. It could be something that's totally not 2015 technology, and just the content that we bring and that we have access to. Is really what powers it.
The growing party scene also powers his blog. Whitaker, Okosua, Moore, and Warner say they're all different from the tech entrepreneurs in the Bay Area, but they also represent a larger trend in the state. Most businesses are small. In fact, 92% of all California businesses have less than 5 employees. And let's face it, it's trendy now to be small and local. These young people plan to ride the wave as long as they can. For KQED News, I'm Tylen Hardiman.